Hi, I'm Linda Pearl, and I'm the next guest on On Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Get ready. It's time for another edition of On Screen and Beyond. I'm your host, Brian Zemrak, and this is episode 673 of the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, we have as our guest Linda Pearl, who was on Happy Days, Robin's Hoods. She's a singer, Duffy's Doe, and now on Saturday, February 10th, she's going to be playing in the play Love Letters at the Orinda Theater in Orinda, California with Patrick Duffy. So that's going to be a great play if you're going to be in that area. Be sure to check it out and bring a loved one. Have a great time and stop off at the little bar in front of the theater and you can get some drinks and things and whatever. Have a good time. It's all right there. Everything's there for you. So be sure to check that out. But Linda Pearl will be joining us here on Screen and Beyond because we've got more and more people coming to On Screen and Beyond, and we've just having a flurry coming at us. We're going to have some music people coming our way, bringing back some musical history right here on Screen and Beyond in the next couple of episodes coming our way. Also, we have some people with new movies that are coming out. Just a whole plethora of things coming your way. So I hope you're going to be listening to On Screen and Beyond and tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond. Get the word out, and we'll have a lot of fun here. So, the contest for the crossword puzzle is coming out very shortly. I think I've got everything worked out, so we'll get that as soon as possible. And we're going to give you about, come up with the exact amount of time, but it's going to be like a month or a month and a half that I'll give you to get your answers in, and then we'll have a drawing from all the correct answers. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to have a crossword puzzle. You can do it that way, or you can just answer the questions, and but they got to be so they would fit into the crossword puzzle. And then you just send me the answers, and if you're all right, then you'll be in the drawing for the winner. So we'll have more information on that coming very, very shortly on the website, too, at onscreenandbeyond.com. All right, so right on the front page, we'll have information on that. So we've got plenty of things, plenty of people, and all sorts of good stuff coming your way right here. And we've got a lot of stuff about new shows and new movies coming out, remakes galore coming our way. I've been preparing for this show and other shows coming up, and it's just all filling in the blanks because there's so many things coming our way. But hope you'll keep listening to On Screen and Beyond. Be sure to, I've said this many times, to subscribe to On Screen and Beyond or follow however the individual podcast provider that you're getting us from, to get your podcast, because we generally do Sundays where our episodes come out, but because of all the flurry of this is a big time for a lot of the film festivals, so there's a lot of people with movies coming out, and we got to have them up before they go out. They're going to have the movie released and everything, so they like to have that coming your way as fast as possible. So we put the episodes up, like you normally would be on a Sunday. Here's a Saturday we're doing one. We also have some others that, we had double guests coming on because we had to make that certain date that before the movie came out. So, it's never always on Sundays. Most of the time we are, but not always. So how can you get it as fast as possible to know that the episode is up? Well, all you got to do is subscribe or follow or whatever it is where the podcast provider will automatically, as soon as we put it up, they'll shoot it right to your phone or your computer or whatever you're getting On Screen and Beyond at. And that way you don't miss it. You don't have to wonder or go to the onscreenandbeyond.com. You can always check there too, but it's, you know, that's the fastest way to get it. So be sure to do that. And also look back at all our episodes that we've had here and all the different people, a lot of great people and a lot of fun talking with them. So hope you'll be checking those out. Download all the episodes of On Screen and Beyond. And it is time. Let's get into it. Remake, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remake, sequels, and prequels. Tim Burton will direct the remake of Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. And a possible remake of the classic 1968 film Bullet may be in the works. And it looks like Bryan Cranston is floating ideas of a reboot of The Office, but not as a TV show, this time as a movie. And Beetlejuice, the official title is out now. Beetlejuice 2024 AD is the title, and it will arrive in theaters on September 6th this year. And Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. with Eddie Murphy drives onto Netflix on July 3rd. That's it for sequels, remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next at On Screen and Beyond, it's upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, Brad Pitt will join Quentin Tarantino in a film called The Movie Critic. Amy Adams is in talks to star in a film called Clara and the Sun with Jenna Ortega. And July 12th, Nicolas Cage will star in Long Legs. Now, this is a horror film about an FBI agent looking for a serial killer, and things take a very unusual turn. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, well, we're going to take a look at movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Movies and TV on DVD and streaming, it looks like ISS drifts on to Blu-ray and DVD on March 12th. Rick and Morty, the complete seventh season, also lands on Blu-ray and DVD on March 12th. And on March 26th, Good Burger 2, the movie, goes Blu-ray and DVD. And on April 16th, you can get Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, the final season, and that's going to be on Blu-ray and DVD. And Doctor Who, the Peter Davison complete season 2, flies on to Blu-ray on June 4th. And that's it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Burt Young on Screen and Beyond.
TV and entertainment time. Laura Dern says she is hopeful there will be a third season for Big Little Lies. Only time will tell. NBC has ordered a pilot for Suits LA, which will expand the Suits universe. So they're going to do, like, you know, so many TV shows on regular network channels have done. You know, you got this, somebody Miami, somebody Los Angeles, somebody Timbuktu, whatever. That's what they're doing with Suits right now, it looks like. And on a sad note, actor Kyle Weathers, known for his roles in the Rocky films and The Mandalorian, has passed at the age of 76. And actor Don Murray, known for the film Bus Stop, and the TV show Knots Landing, and many, many other things, has passed at the age of 94. And that's it for TV and Entertainment Time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we're going to sit down with Linda Pearl, and we're going to be talking about, the 50th anniversary of Happy Days, her singing, Duffy's Doe, and also her play Love Letters that she will be doing at the Orinda Theater in Orinda, California on Saturday, February 10th. Tickets are still available, and that is in Orinda, California, so at the Orinda Theater. Be sure to check that out. Linda Pearl, right here on Screen and Beyond. Today's guest on Screen and Beyond has been seen on The Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital, The Office, Homeland, Mighty Joe Young, Robin's Hoods, Matlock, and on Happy Days as Fonzie's girlfriend, Ashley. She is also an accomplished singer, and on February 10th, she will be on stage at the Orinda Theater in Orinda, California, performing the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Love Letters, alongside Patrick Duffy. It's Linda Pearl. Linda, welcome to On Screen and Beyond.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be with you.
Now, Linda, Love Letters. This is probably one of the most perfect plays to have around Valentine's Day. Is that correct in your opinion?
Well, I agree. I also would have stopped you at this is one of the most perfect plays. It's a wonderful piece. It's simple, but I've had the chance to do it now, in a few different venues over the last several years, and it never fails to surprise me. It packs a wallop. It's funny, it's moving, it's poignant. It's really fun to do, and you think, oh, well, how could just a play with two people reading be that powerful? But Gurney knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen this play performed by a lot of different people all over. I mean, everybody seems to do this play. It's just so great.
It really is. Yeah. Well, it's a real testament to Gurney, but also just to the human spirit, and the longevity of life, and how elastic and resilient friendships can be, and how we can all go through many chapters in our lives and in relationships.
Yeah. And when I was looking at the play, it sort of made me think that this might have a special meaning for you, because it's about people who have come back together. It's been 50 years or whatever since they were together or whatever. But it's sort of like your life with Patrick. Is that correct? It's been a long time, and
I never thought of that. But yes, Patrick and I have been, acquaintances for 40 years before we ever even had an inkling that there might be some romance there. I just, being in the same industry, our paths would cross very periodically, as in once every 20 years, like, hi, how are you, backstage or at some mm-hmm. function. And then life conspired to have things, work out otherwise. But yeah, I think for, anyone over the age of, 25, the play will have resonance.
Yeah. And now you say you've done this a few times, and is it old hat to you when you're doing it, or, is it something new every time you do it?
It is new every time. You think it's going to be, same old, but no, it's, and Patrick and I have had a chance to do it a few times. We were on tour in 2022 in England for 7 months, and for various reasons. Well, one was a storm, and we were moving from just outside London. We were supposed to whiz up to Belfast and do the play, a day later in Belfast, but the storm was such that the set nor any of the rest of the cast could get there. So here we are in the Belfast Grand Opera House, a massive house, and they're expecting a big play with eight actors and the big set, and Kurt Melkins, and it's just the two of us, two little desks reading, and they went with it because it was all we could do. We couldn't do the big play, and we didn't want to come up with nothing. So anyway, we had a chance to do it there a few times, and then later in the run, we had a week off, and the theater said, well, have, come here and do Love Letters, and so we did. So we've had a chance to do it a couple of times, but I've also done it with Gregory Harrison and Stacey Keach and anyway, a few others. And it's Danny Davis, who's a dear friend, and I got to do it also.
Yeah.
And I've seen the play with other actor friends doing it. And yeah, you always hear something new in it.
Have you ever been to the Arinda Theater?
Never been.
Yeah.
We haven't been to Northern California in a long time, so we're looking forward to being up there.
Yeah. Well, it's a classic old theater. It's beautiful. You're going to love it. I can tell you.
Beautiful. Oh, good, good.
Along with doing this, plays and things like that, last year, not that long ago, 6 months or so ago, you came out with a new album also, right?
I did. This is my fourth album with the incredible Ted Firth, my music director. We do our sort of area is Great American Songbook in a jazz feel. And I think I learned certainly towards doing Great American Songbook because they're like one-act plays. They're stories, they're characters. There's usually an arc to the emotional journey of it. And also I can't sing pop to save my life, so I do Great American Songbook.
Mm-hmm.
I get to go. I mean, it was hard, I will say, during the pandemic because we all of a sudden all of that stopped. But I'll usually be out somewhere and do a concert about once a month, once every 6 weeks, and I just love it. I'm so grateful to have music in my life. And Ted was huge for me. I met Ted about 16 years ago, and that was it. It's every time I get to, work with him, it's a real adventure.
People should be listening to this album because you do a great job with it. It's, some of the classics.
Thank you. That's kind of you to say.
Yeah. And now, so you're out doing plays, you're out doing, your cabaret or whatever, you're singing, and you're also doing Duffy's Dough, correct?
Well, we are. That's really fun. Yeah, that was, really fun. Patrick is an idea. And so he's had this starter in his family for over 70 years. And if we were going out to dinner or something, we would take, he would make a wonderful baguette or cinnamon rolls and people respond to this. And so at some point he said, I should do a business about it. It's like, of course you should. So we started and we went to some very smart business friends and we said, I was just thinking about this. And they said, all right, well, you're crazy, but do it anyway. And just go do everything online, do an all-in-one kit, and see how it goes. Start with maybe 200 and see if people like it. Maybe starting in the summer, and by Christmas, if you've sold 200, if you'd like the experience, do a few more. So we did. This was in, 2022, I guess. Summer of, 2022, we launched. And we sold 200 by noon of our first day.
Mm.
And we were like, that's great. But that was meant to last us until Christmas. So anyway, we were off to the races. And we have a Valentine's Day sale going on now. It's Valentine's Day. So, it's been a huge learning curve for us. We know all kinds of fancy things like e-commerce, what that is, and we know how to get all the shipping done, and we know how to print our labels. It has been fun and a big learning curve for us. And all of our net proceeds go to charity. We give to food-based food scarcity based, concerns. Wow. Charities.
Hi, Dawn Wells here, Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. I'm on Screened and Beyond. Don't you wish you were listening? Me too. Rescue me.
So now, Linda, with all these things that we've talked about so far, how do you have time to relax?
Oh, we do. There's plenty of time in the day. There's plenty of time. Yeah. No, I do. And that's we take that part of our lives pretty seriously too. And keeping a balance is important. I mean, it goes in fits and spurts, right? I mean, you can be very busy for a while and then you have, downtime. That's just the rhythm of the gypsy life in the business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've seen from your blog too that you you've been all over the world. I mean,
yes, very lucky in that way. The travel has been a big part of my life, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. 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 Now, it's the 50th anniversary of Happy Days, and you obviously had a part in that. And what was it like working on Happy Days?
Oh, heavens! First of all, it's hard to believe that it was 50 years ago. That's insane. Well, it was great. And lifelong friendships came out of it. And, we were working with one of the greatest producers ever, Gary Marshall. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Paris was our director for the most part. He directed most of them. And he set the tone. And we were just having fun and going to work at the time, but who knew that we were actually building something that would become that popular and have the long-ranging arc that it did. And I think, Gary was a great American. He understood some very basic things about the American psyche, and he worked to build shows to champion the everyman. I think that was one of his myriad talents.
Yeah, yeah. So what was it like working with Henry Winkler? Did everything go well working with him?
It was great. And Henry remains a very hard worker. And one of the many things I adore about him is that he's so grateful for his success. He has always given back in many ways to his fans. He really appreciates their support, appreciates their interest, and knows that many of the blessings that came to his life are because of them.
Yeah. Did you ever, I know at one time, and I don't know if it was through the whole series or what, but they had a softball team or something like that. Were you ever involved with that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep.
What position were you?
Oh, as far out in the outfield, away from anything important as possible, because there were some very serious and talented people on the team. Now, Gary insisted everybody don those darn shorts and get out there. It was the great, it was part of his genius. He just created this opportunity so that you were, sports are the great leveler, the great leveling field. And and it was fun. And, well, we got to the USO tours with them, with the softball team.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
But I would sing the national anthem. That was really the only thing I was worth when we were doing USO tours. Pearl did not make any mark, did not miss her calling as a softball player.
So I take it you didn't get any home runs.
I never did, sadly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you know, people would love to have worked on Happy Days, but you also had a chance to work on Matlock with Andy Griffith. What was it like working on that show?
Well, it was fun. I mean, he was another iconic figure, and Andy was brilliant. I would say he's a complicated person, but he was brilliant and funny. As we know, he could, charm the stripes off a zebra when he wanted to. I was very fortunate to be given that job.
Yeah. And now, and one other show that you were, you were on all kinds of things, but Robin's Hoods was more or less, you were the pivotal person on the show. How was it working for that, on that show?
Well, that was Aaron Spelling. And, Aaron was a very loyal guy. He gave me a lot of work over the years. And it was fun to do. I was pregnant during much of that show. So Aaron was very supportive, so that was an additional benefit that I got to work through my pregnancy. And we were up in Vancouver for the better part of a year, which was lovely. It was a good premise. I'm sorry it didn't last longer because I thought it was a fun premise.
Yeah, but that's that. I mean, you must be used to that. TV shows, you never know. They roll the dice, and why do some shows go on for years, like Happy Days, and why do others end after one season? It's who knows.
I mean, you bet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Linda, I want to finish up with one final question. But I do want people to know that at the Orinda Theater in Orinda, California, Love Letters, the play will be live on stage starring you and Patrick Duffy on Saturday, February 10th at 7 p.m. in Orinda, California. And they should definitely go and watch that play.
Thank you. I hope they do.
Yeah. And the final question, when you sit back and relax, and like I say, it's the way it sounds, you don't, you're always busy, but when you do relax, what are your favorite TV shows now and of the past? And what's your favorite movies now and of the past? What are you watching?
Oh, goodness. That's really hard. Well, we just watched the Scorsese Killers of the Flower Moon,
The Flower
Moon.
Loved.
And it usually tends to be whatever's the latest thing I watched. I will say one that comes to mind is Dead Man Walking, because it's the only film that ever changed my mind about something. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I believed in the death penalty going into that movie, and I didn't believe in it when I came out. So that was a very impactful movie. Of course, a beautifully made, wonderfully acted film. But so that was something. A series we got. I fell in love with Ted Lasso.
Yes.
I could just watch that. Anytime anybody's having a bad day, just turn on an episode of Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get through it.
Yeah. Well, Linda, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to share with us. And once again, February 10th, Saturday, on February 10th, you and Patrick Duffy at 7 o'clock at the Orinda Theater in Orinda, California, performing Love Letters.
Great. Thank you so much.
And a big thank you going out to Linda Pearl for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. Once again, I actually have had her on before. I didn't look up what episode it was, but it was probably, 2 years ago, maybe. And time flies. It may have been 4 or 5 years for all I can remember. But anyways, if you want to look back at that, you can go to onscreenandbeyond.com or your favorite podcast provider, and you can go back and you can look at our old episodes, and you can find that one with Linda Pearl. So be sure to check out Love Letters, where she's going to be with Patrick Duffy. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the Patrick Duffy episode, of course, he was Bobby Ewing on Dallas and everything. Be sure to go back and check that out, because he was a great guest, and he talks about Love Letters. He talks a lot about Dallas, gives us a lot of behind-the-scenes information on that show, and just a lot of fun. Great guy. Be sure to check out Patrick Duffy right here on Screen and Beyond. And that's it. We are going to be moving on to more episodes. Be sure to keep listening. Like I said earlier, be sure to subscribe, follow, whatever it is on your podcast provider, so you get the episodes as fast as possible. It doesn't cost anything. It's just they provide it, because once I put it up, then it will shoot right out to you. So that's the best way to get the show each week. And sometimes more than each week, because we, sometimes have more and more guests, and we keep them coming your way. So be sure to check that out. And that's it. That is a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemrak. Take care.